Welcome to Today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. As Indigenous women roller derby skaters shove and elbow their way around a track, they are also finding a sense of pride and identity. The Indigenous Rising Roller Derby team started in 2018 as the first team in international competition not tied to a nationality. Kapulani Patterson is Kanaka Maoli and the team's captain. On the track, she goes by the name Hawaiian Blaze. She says the team has a strong connection with fans at competitions.
We are always the fan favorites. Every tournament we go to, we collect fans. And a lot of that is because our story resonates with people. I feel like we've had a lot of support since entering competitive play. I think because our journeys are so intertwined with the history of the United States and Canada, right? We give a different perspective, a more humanizing perspective of our cultures. Each tournament we go to, we make a point to educate folks and just kind of bring awareness to struggles that Indigenous communities are facing.
Patterson says that connection with fans is also an opportunity to present a positive and authentic version of Indigenous identity. Angeline Kita is Tlingit and goes by Nikita on the team. She says the sport takes considerable training and athleticism.
As a jammer, sometimes you get targeted to hit out because if a blocker can hit me out and recycle me back, then that can prevent me from making more points. I think when I started playing roller derby, I was like 120 pounds and easily knocked out. And I just was so determined to gain that muscle and to prevent that from happening that I'm now almost 150, and that's like muscle. So it does take a lot of strength, it does take a lot of cardio, it does take a lot of communication, but it's pretty athletic.
Kita lives in Alaska. Like her teammate, she plays on a local team when not competing with Indigenous Rising. The team's journey is featured in the documentary film Rising Through the Fray. Mohawk filmmaker Courtney Montour says she came to the idea first as a roller derby fan and then as a storyteller interested in capturing the personal passions and sacrifices of the players.
The importance of representation, to be seen, to be loved, to be heard, that goes beyond roller derby. And I think that's why Rising Through the Fray is also resonating with audiences, is that no matter where people come from, what backgrounds, they can see themselves represented in Indigenous Rising, and that needs to be seen. Like, they're transforming that space by coming together as a team, and they're creating that sense of pride and supporting each other on some of the players are on journeys of reconnecting with their identity and culture and community. And that's really the stories that I focused on in the film. I think that's so important to understand for people who don't come from Indigenous communities, to understand the different systemic barriers and histories that created these separations, and that people are trying to find a way back to community, and Indigenous Rising is creating that space.
The documentary touches on the unique issues that many Indigenous people face. Sherry Bontkees is a roller derby player who goes by Sour Cherry. She is Soto Ojibwe from the Sac-Keen First Nation in Manitoba. She says the sport is an outlet and a source of support for her own struggles that she connects to setbacks and traumas in her family's history.
Learning the reason why you were adopted was because of that abuse, was because you were taken away because of a lot of things, you know, and it's hard to realize that. And it's hard to go through that. And I still struggle with that 52 years later. Like, it's a difficult thing to understand, but you have to fight through that. And you fight through that diversity and that understanding. And my outlet eventually was roller derby and being a part of Indigenous Rising, and to see some of my other teammates, their parents went through the same thing that I'm going through. Some of these players are a lot younger, so they didn't understand the direct correlation to it. But for all of us to sit there and understand what one another went through was a huge part of us sharing our identity.
The documentary is on the film festival circuit awaiting public distribution. The next Women's Flat Track Roller Derby World Cup starts in July. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is today's Voices.